You're listening to WUTC. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now we're going to hear about a piano showcase for students, faculty, and special guests at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. It's a weekend-long piano extravaganza, an annual event. UTC's Dr. Sin Sing Sai organized and conceived it years ago. Dr. Sai passed away recently, but the music department decided to continue with the piano extravaganza as a tribute. WUTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Dr. Lee Harris, chair of the UTC Music Department, Dr. Sigrid Luther, and Jenny Parker. They're going to be organizing the three-day piano extravaganza this year.
One of the principal features of every extravaganza in the past was a duet recital featuring the late Dr. Sin Sing Sai with a special guest. This is Dr. Sai with Shi Long Hu, who will be the guest performer for the concert on Saturday night.
Typically, when the piano ensemble performs, they have pieces that involve two pianos. So there might be, you know, a duo piano, or maybe a piece that has four hands on each piano, so you would have four players. But she kicked it up a notch, you might say, and she was able to convince the local Steinway dealer, Summit Pianos, to lend a couple of pianos. And so she would have four, and one year we had five pianos on stage, even had one piece, if I remember right, that had 16 people performing on the piano simultaneously. So it's a showpiece event, I guess you could say, in one sense, but it was a lot of fun, it was well attended, and it gave a chance for our students to perform with faculty, with some alumni of the program, so it was always sort of a signature event of the Piano Arts Festival.
I'm trying to imagine that. There had to be two people on each of those pianos, I guess, for that many people to be playing.
Right, and I want to say there were even pieces that involved more than two people, if you can imagine that, more than two people playing
on the same keyboard.
On the same keyboard. So, you know, they have their sort of their space allotment and very clearly defined roles, but still marvelous to hear and to see. We'll have a master class with a guest teaching artist on Friday afternoon. I believe that's at 3:00. On Friday evening at 7:30, we will have a concert that will be a collaborative concert. Dr. Sai was a very fine pianist in her own right, but she also liked to collaborate with other musicians. And over the years, she performed any number of recitals with singers, with instrumentalists, both on our stage as well as performing in other campuses. So we're going to have a faculty involved in this concert that performed, most of them had performed with her in the past. Some of them never actually got the opportunity to do that, but would certainly have liked to have done that. Then on Saturday evening at 7:30, the guest artist who will perform is Chi Long Hu, who is a professor of piano at UT Knoxville. He was at East Tennessee State University for many years, and he and Dr. Sai collaborated. They performed, brought students to each other's campuses. They did a duo piano recital on our campus a few years back. And then the piano extravaganza that involved our students and alumni will be Sunday afternoon at 3:00. Before each of the concerts, that would be Friday evening, and then Saturday evening, and then Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a few people make remarks about Dr. Sai, and spend a little bit more time speaking about her on Saturday evening. Before Dr. Hu presents his program, we will have people who worked with Dr. Sai as colleagues, also alumni and students who knew her. will be speaking for a few minutes, and also her brother, Sung-ho Sai, who currently lives in the Los Angeles area, will be joining us, and he will share a few thoughts from the family's perspective about Sinsing. I would also like to mention that the Saturday evening concert is a benefit concert. It will be a ticketed event, and we are going to use the proceeds to benefit the piano program.
Extravaganza is a showcase for individual performers, but also for groups of as many as 20 musicians playing together. At first glance, these multiplayer performances may look like little more than theatrical showboating, but Dr. Sigrid Luther, who will be producing a concert featuring four grand pianos and four times as many players, doesn't see it that way.
Well, you'd be surprised, and you can find some wonderful examples on YouTube. Two of our arrangements are by the First Piano Quartet, and they're worth looking up. And they really take a classical piece, and they just expand it and create something very wonderful that I think the composer would be happy with. They might take the parts and then double them, maybe add a little more frill and make it a little more spectacular. But one of the big challenges, I think, is just putting the whole thing together. You have to have four pianos, and we have two concert grands in Roland Hayes. But thanks to the generosity of Buddy Shirk and Summit Pianos, they are bringing over the Chodak Recital Hall grand of the Steinway D, and then they're also supplying another one. So there are our four pianos. So that was square one. We had to have that in place. Then we had to have our players. But I came across an email that Dr. Tsai had sent to some of the alums, and it was her practice to bring in alums for this extravaganza on some of these multi-piano works. She said as many as five pianos. We're doing pretty well with four, I think. So I wrote to those same alums, and of course they knew that she was gravely ill, and I said, we are still going to do the festival this year, and she wanted you to come. We're going to try to do the same music as much as we can, and would you come? And they all graciously agreed, and they're practicing, and we're going to have our first rehearsal at Summit Pianos, because that's the next challenge. You have to find a place that has four pianos, because it's only on festival weekend that you actually have all those four pianos in place for the concert.
I would think the sound is amazing. Four grand pianos? Mm-hmm. They're pretty significant instruments, aren't they?
Yes, we're going to fill the hall. The pianos are 9 feet.
Times four.
Yes, right.
So there's 36 feet of piano. How do you set them up? In a circle or in a line?
They will be lined up two on each side facing each other. And we'll take probably all or maybe three of the lids off. We might leave one of the back piano lids on because of the rest of the program so that sound can come up and fill the hall.
So how do you start to rehearse people to play something like this? I guess obviously each person, it's already notated, so
yes.
Each person has their part?
Yeah, that was another challenge. We had to find the music, and some of the scores were already in Dr. Tsai's library. Dr. Erica Schaefer helped us run down the bolero, so we got music to everybody. Some of them still had music from years ago when they had done the same piece before, so that helped. Then you send them the metronome marking so they know what speed, and they're all practicing on their own, but hopefully at the same speed. And then when you get them together at Summit Pianos and have your rehearsal, hopefully they're all feeling it at the right tempo, and then you start working on balance and dynamics.
Because I think for all of its theatricality, your principal concern is the musicality.
Exactly, right. And that's why we have to have some really intense rehearsals. So we have the three groups coming on three different nights at Summit Pianos so that we can have all the time that we need. And another challenge is tuning. Once we get all four of those pianos on stage in Roland Hayes Concert Hall, they all have to be tuned, and that takes hours. So we have not only a rehearsal schedule and then the performance schedule for the whole festival, but we have our tuning schedule.
Sounds like you've got your hands full.
Yes, and that was just a small part of the puzzle. You know, we have three other concerts that we're putting together. But I think this will be a wonderful, exciting climax to the whole weekend.
And that was the intent on Dr. Tsai's part when she first staged it that way, I imagine. Huh?
Yes. She often had her extravaganzas on Sunday afternoon after she'd had other concerts and master classes. So I think it will be an appropriate way to end and a very fun way to end.
Details on all of the concerts in the Piano Extravaganza weekend, which begins this Friday, March 3rd at 3 o'clock, are on the UTC website, utc.edu/music. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.